From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations, but Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order directed.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, we will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
The first executive order dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. The new order could come as early as Tuesday. President Trump spoke to a large campaign-style rally in the state of Florida and spoke about keeping America safe through immigration reform. Mr. Trump also took issue with news reports the White House staff is disorganized, inefficient, and overly contentious. He said this was the result of false reporting.
We are not going to let the fake news tell us what to do, how to live, or what to believe. We are free and independent people, and we will make our own choices.
And today, Mr. Trump will interview potential national security advisors. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a large-scale military operation to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western half of Mosul. It is a battle that is expected to be prolonged and difficult. Humanitarian agencies have been gearing up to help between 250,000 to 400,000 civilians who may be fleeing due to all the fighting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier strike group has begun patrols in the South China Sea, despite a warning from China not to interfere with Chinese sovereignty in the area. The area where the U.S. group is patrolling is disputed. China has been asserting its rule over the waterway, despite territorial claims from a number of other East Asian nations. A senior foreign ministry official in Moscow says Russia considers the second round of Syria peace talks held in Kazakhstan a success. Russia and Iran, which back the Syrian government and Turkey, and which back some rebels opposed to it, organized the talks. More talks on Syria are expected to take place in Geneva Thursday. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A government spokesman in Seoul made the remark today following Malaysia's police statements on the case from earlier in the day. Malaysia's police said they're looking for four more North Korean suspects who they say left the country the same day the North Korean leader's brother died after apparently being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur airport. Four people have been arrested, including two women, a boyfriend of one of them, and a North Korean man. Omar Abdel Rahman, the so-called blind sheikh, who was convicted of plotting attacks in the United States in the 1990s, has died in U.S. prison. He was 78. Abdel Rahman was a leader of one of Egypt's most feared militant groups before fleeing to the U.S. He once spoke through an interpreter about his support of the U.S.
He said, I condemn any act that will hurt the national security or the security of America or the Americans.
A circle of his followers were convicted in 1993 of a truck bombing of New York's World Trade Center that killed six people. That was 8 years before Al-Qaeda's suicide plane hijackers brought the towers down. SpaceX halted the planned launch Saturday of its unmanned Falcon 9 cargo rocket with just 13 seconds left on the countdown clock due to a technical issue. SpaceX is expected to retry the launch later today. Weather conditions in Cape Canaveral, Florida, are favorable for that launch. If it goes off as planned, it will be SpaceX's first successful launch in Florida since the one of the company's rockets exploded there in September. The UN's top human rights official is urging Myanmar's leader to use her moral authority to ease the plight of the country's community. We have more coming up. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.